Hey, everybody, it's Bubba Evansko from the Workforce Investment Board of Southwest Missouri with another podcast on a beautiful Friday. Looks like we're going to have a nice weekend and a very, very busy week next week at all of our job centers. Now, I wanted to bring in a very special guest, my buddy, the Job Genie. I'm talking about Troy Rowland from the Joplin Job Center, and he's also the functional leader for all of our Southwest Missouri job centers. Good afternoon, Troy.
Hey, it's good to be here. What a great weekend to get prepared for all of the hiring events coming up at all of our job centers next week. There are a ton.
Well, I tell you, I know people are busy. They just want to get the information and go, so let's just get right to it. Of course, we're talking about the Missouri Job Center right here in Joplin, Monette, and Neosho. So when we talk about these events, just keep those areas in mind. And of course, you can always stay up to date if you join our texting club. You can text the word SWMO jobs to the number 41411. That's SWMO jobs to the number 41411. You'll get a weekly text that'll keep you up to date on all these job fairs, hiring events, employer interactions, and even training programs. So make sure and do that immediately. All right. All right. Here we go, Troy. Wow, I don't think I've ever seen this many job fairs on the calendar ever. Let's just go with Monday. I know we've got a big job fair happening Monday in Joplin. Now, again, that address, 730 South Wall, Joplin. Now, what do we got Monday, Troy?
We got Monday, November the 5th. We got Burger King. They're looking for crew members, but also shift managers. That's a great career path, a great start to a career. If you're looking to make cash, Burger King, November 5th, Joplin Job Center.
Well, and I like Burger King. They also believe in second chances. So for some of our people, you know what I'm talking about. Let's see here. Now let's move. And again, you can get all this information, times, dates, employers on our website as well. Go to sectorready.org/texting. If you text into the club, you'll get that all the time. All right, Tuesday. Now this is big. We don't just have one hiring event. We've got two hiring events going on at the same time.
Absolutely. We got two hiring events. One is from 8 to 11. The other is from 9 to 1. Two hiring events at the Joplin Job Center. Both of them in advanced manufacturing. AJM Packaging from 8 to 11 on Tuesday, November 6th. And we roll right into Hampshire Pet Products. They're going to be hiring also package utilities, process utilities. AJM's there at the same time. You want to come prepared for both. Interview for both. I guarantee that you can walk out Tuesday with a full-time job.
That's crazy. What an opportunity. I know people say they need jobs, man. They are available. And the nice thing about Hampshire is they ask you if you want to, you can apply prior to the job fair by going online to their website. If you need that link, though, again, go to sectorready.org/texting. There's already a link there for you. So you can go ahead and apply before that event so you're ready to go.
Just absolutely.
Speed up the process.
You can't stress that enough about going to www.sectorready.org. There's a resource guide on there if you're needing some dress clothes. If you're needing some assistance, all that information's available at that one website.
That's a good point. I forgot about that. Now, let's talk. Now, that's so far. We've gone through Monday, November 5th. We just talked about Tuesday, November 6th. And these so far have all been at the American Job Center in Joplin. Now, that's 730 South Wall. Now, on the 7th, this Wednesday, let's start out with one in Neosho, because we do have one in Neosho at the Smith Hall at Crowder College campus right there in Neosho. And that's on Wednesday. And then we got a couple more in Joplin. So
absolutely. Wednesday, November 7th at Smith Hall on Crowder's campus, the Neosho Job Center, Missouri Job Center Neosho. You don't want to miss it. 9 to noon. Hampshire's going to also be there. They're going to host a hiring event right there in Neosho at the Neosho Job Center. Again, package utility, processing utility. Get ahead of the game. Apply online in advance.
It's definitely going to speed
up. But you want to show up. Get there early. There's going to be lines of people at Crowder College,
that's
at Smith Hall. It's
good.
Easy to find. It's a little bitty unmarked building right at the front. You can't miss that.
Now, we've got two more going same day at a job center in Joplin. Now, that's 730 South Wall, Joplin. What do we got here, Troy?
Oh, it's awesome. On Wednesday, November 7th, from 10 to 2, we have Americold. They're there. They're looking for forklift operators and warehouse workers. They are exploding and expanding with business. They need at least 30 to 60 people to start right away, full-time, full benefits, ready to go. What a great place to work. But you can only get it if you come to the job center on Wednesday.
Well, and again, go to that website, sectorready.org/texting. There's a link there. You can go ahead and apply online prior to the job fair.
Absolutely.
So make sure and do that. And we got one more still Wednesday, November 7th in Joplin.
10 to 1, again, almost running simultaneously with the other one. This employer is offering a $500 sign-on bonus. 500 Franklins right before Christmas.
That's amazing.
You want to sign up there. Great career paths, great things. They have places all over the United States, all over the world.
That's amazing. And we're looking at their customer service reps and sales reps. Again, a $500 sign-on bonus. You want to make sure and be that Wednesday, November 7th at the Joplin Job Center from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, man, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 job fairs in a week.
Yeah. Lined up, ready to go.
Employers.
They're ready to hire people. You know, you're talking, you know, just this morning when I was looking, 1,400.
Yeah.
1,400 job openings just in our 7-county region. It's absolutely amazing. As a matter of fact, before I left, our job team was already getting blown up with other employers begging to have hiring events.
Well, and I think that's the most important thing to know. Again, the folks at the Joplin Job Center, the Neosho Job Center, the Monette Job Center, these people are professionals, career counselors that work with our employers on a day-to-day basis. They know what their needs are, and they're helping them fill those needs. And their needs are people. They're you. So you need to make sure if you haven't been to the job centers, get there now. If you'd like to see the job openings that Troy's talking about, use their website. It's jobs.mo.gov. You can see all these. You can do advanced searches by zip code, city, by times you want to work, all that stuff. And it'll show you all that and much, much more. If you have any questions about that website, again, stop at any of the job centers. Now, Troy, I want to ask you this while we got here.
Yes.
We've got 6 opportunities to be in front of employers, man. This is big. Normally, you go somewhere, you drop off an application, you never see anybody.
Right.
But you're going to have an opportunity to visit with HR people, the employers
Absolutely.
That are ready to hire people. What should I do? Give me maybe 1 or 2 tips real quick. What can I do to be the absolute best I can be at these job fairs? What can I do to help myself?
Yeah, absolutely. Let me give you the top 3.
Okay.
Number 1, research the company.
Oh, that's
research
good.
The openings. Use wording from their job descriptions.
Mm.
Take your skills that you already have and translate those into a real quick 30-second to 1-minute elevator speech. So number 2 opportunity is to practice that speech.
Well, I was going to say, that's really good now because you think about it. When you get in front of an HR person, this is different than just handing in applications.
Right, again, you're face-to-face, you're eye-to-eye.
They may say, hey, you like our company, you want to work here, what do you like? I mean, and if you don't have an answer.
Right, you should know something. Know something about the company.
Oh, that's
know
good,
what
good,
they
good,
produce.
Good. Okay, and you said practice. Number 2, practice.
And 3rd, you want to have your resume in hand. Make sure your resume is up to date. You know, jobs.mo.gov, you can have up to 10 specific resumes.
Really?
It'll save it. You have access to it anywhere you go.
Now, I know some of our folks, maybe not that computer savvy or software savvy, so here's the great thing. I know a lot of people pay a lot of money for resume services. You know what? The job centers will help you with that resume.
Absolutely.
At no charge.
Professionals there every day in Monette, Neosho, Joplin, waiting for you to be able to get you the best product in resume production that you can have to get you that next career path.
Man, I'm telling you, the Missouri Job Centers of Southwest Missouri, of course, again, Joplin at 730 South Wall right here in Joplin. We've got them in Neosho, inside Smith Hall, inside the campus of Crowder College there in Neosho, and then, of course, 100 South Maple there in Monette.
Absolutely.
Just great places, great people, all here to serve you, the job seeker, and employers. If you are interested in some of these great services and events, and you'd like to have your company featured at the job center, you need to get a hold of us as quickly
Absolutely.
As possible.
You can email all that information to jobs@sectorready.org if you're an employer. We'll get right back with you and take care of you. Can I mention one more thing?
Yeah, all right, Troy.
One more thing that's very specific to our area that we've got some of help available. If you're looking at training or going on to get some experience in on-the-job training, we have a special program called Skill Up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're receiving food stamps and you have a dependent, go to on.mo.gov. That's on.mo.gov. There'll be more information there. But come and see one of us at the center. If you're on food stamps and have a dependent, there is funding available for you to launch you into your next training or career. You don't want to miss this opportunity.
Well, I tell you, if you have any questions because you just don't know what is available for me, the best advice I can give you
is
go see them.
Yes, absolutely.
The job centers. All right. Hey, thank you guys so much, Troy. Thank you for hanging out with me on a Friday afternoon. We hope you guys have a great weekend, and we look forward to seeing you at one of our job centers very soon.
I'm watching for you.